right out in the field where you dug them, you just take your hoe and make you a big hole there, fill it up with straw, put you in, say, 15, 20 bushels of potatoes there, cover them with straw, and then just take that dirt, put it up on the straw, and leave a hole at the top about that big, put another pile of straw on top of it. Potato bank.
Is that still done?
Huh?
Is that still done?
No. They ain't no straw yet. Oh, short straw time. So we used to put 20 bushels of the bank. Of course, that's how many I could carry the murder in my life.
Yes. Did you have an open area around the barn where you might let your animals walk around pretty close to the barn?
No, we had a lot around the barn. Well, we turned the horses out at dinner when they come in fly and let them walk. Mm-hmm. Oh, they'd stay out in there sometimes at night.
Ever hear people around here call that place a barnyard?
Well, the barnyard was where you had your chickens and things. That's what they always called it home.
So that was different from the lot?
Yeah.
You were talking about people around here, I think you said still do, raise a little cotton. Did you ever have to work in a cotton field?
Oh, yes, man, yes.
Tell me about what you had to do.
Well, hoe it, plow. Now, after it started to pour and fool with it, my daddy never did fool with it no more. We quit it. A lot of people poured it. But he never did. We just plowed it. Well, you first planted it and then you chopped it. Plant it pretty thick, you chop it out to a stand.
When you say chop it out to a stand, does that just mean that you're thinning it?
Yeah. Just cut it out. Well, those old planters, the first old planters, just planted a solid row of cotton. Well, of course, you had to cut that out in blocks about that far. And then they got to where they had planters, they would plant it, you would have to chop it.
Now what's the difference between hoeing it and chopping it?
Well, the difference is you don't cut out none when you're hoeing it, but you do when you chop it. It fertilized, that cotton run up about that high. When you chopped it down, it had to be a plow right behind the dirt just to keep them falling over. And then pick it.
How much was a good day's work?
Well, I used to pick 200 pounds a day. Some people couldn't pick but 100.
Did you have trouble with grass and weeds growing in the field?
No, you kept them out.
What was bad to grow in your cotton field as far as weeds?
Oh, water parsley, crab grass, any kind of grass. We didn't have a lot of weeds in our field because we didn't let them grow there. But you had that grass,